We're learning the Sicha on Parshas Yisri, Chelek Tezayin, the second Sicha, volume 16 of Lekut HaSichas, the second Sicha. In this week's Parsha, we have a story about Yisri witnessing how Moshe is judging all of the Yidden, and he is the only judge. This is after he comes down from Har Sinai on Yom Kippur with the Torah, Sheval Peh, with the entire Torah, teaches it to the Yidden, and then he starts judging the Yidden. Yisri sees this and he says that this is not proper, not for Moshe to have to sit all day and not for the Yidden to have to stand in line so long. It's going to be disgusted by the Yidden. So Ata Sechsa, therefore he tells Moshe, I want you to see, like Rashi says with Yuruch HaKodesh, to be able to appoint judges that will be able to help you out, and unless it's something very difficult, they should bring it to you. Moshe asks the Eibishter, and Eibishter agrees, and this becomes a judicial system of Yiddishkeit. So there's a very famous question that all the Mefarshim ask, that why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu figure this out on his own? How could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest of all of our leaders, should not be able to pick up such a simple thing that he can help the Yidden by appointing others to help teach the Yidden and judge them? And the Rebbe brings that there's an expression that in Yiddish, a gaspar a mile zet if a mile, which actually rhymes in English too, a guest for a while could see for a mile, but and therefore as if like Yisrei, the guest immediately picked up what's going on. However, Chas v'Shalom to say that Moshe Rabbeinu, who from birth already was being set by the Eibishter as the Roi Yisrael, as the leader of the Yidden, and now at the time of Yisrael, he's already been the Yidden for the Yidden for a period of time, that Chas v'Shalom to say that Moshe Rabbeinu should overlook such a simple idea of how to take care of the Yidden. So from there, for it's a self-understood that as far as Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned, on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was actually proper that Moshe Rabbeinu should be the only one to judge the Yidden, whether it's a large issue or a minor issue. Moshe Rabbeinu is the only one that's proper to be able to judge the Yidden. A proof that this is as far as Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned, that this is the correct method, that Moshe should be the only judge, is we say in Chazal that as a result of Yisrei's suggestion, and the name Yisrei means Yeser, that there's a new Parsha and Torah as a result of Yisrei, that he introduced something new that without Yisrei would have not been part of Torah. Now we have other areas in Torah, like for example the Pesach Sheni that Rashi brings from the Gemara, that also there the Yidden that were involved in asking for Pesach Sheni, they merited that in their honor this portion of Torah was taught. But the language is different. In the other areas of Torah, it says that as a result of them, there was a section of Torah that was said and that was taught to the Yidden, which means that this was an inyan of Torah, but had not yet been taught to the Yidden until they came and they asked the questions, and as a result, this was taught. But by Yisrei, the expression is nischatsha Torah, that there's a chiddush in Torah, a new section in Torah that was never part of Torah until Yisrei came about and suggested this, which indicates to us that as far as Torah is concerned, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, only Moshe Rabbeinu had to be a judge. Until Yisrei came about, and when Yisrei came and he suggested that we need judges, so then Torah said, the Eibishter agreed, and a new inyan of Torah was created. So here we have, on one hand, we say that this is something that only Yisrei created. Only as far as Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned, there was no need for it. On the other hand, Torah agrees with Yisrei that there is an issue with Moshe being the only one teaching or judging the Yidden. So how does this work, and why is it that as far as Torah is concerned, Moshe is concerned, we don't need it, but as far as Yisrei is concerned, and ultimately Torah agrees that we do need multiple judges to help the Yidden, because otherwise it would be a burden for Moshe as well as a difficulty, and the Yidden would not appreciate all that time. There's another part in Torah where we see a similar concept of the difference between the way something is alpiteira and the way it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu is doing it. When the Torah was given, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Yidden came, when the Eibishter gave the Yidden came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said that this is too much for us. We can't withstand the ability to hear directly from Hashem, better you discuss and tell it to us directly. From you hear from the Eibusha and you share it with us. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidin that that as a result of that, you weakened me. I felt weakened and I felt sad that you that I would have to be able to teach you that it wasn't good enough for you to hear directly from the Eibusha. In other words, here again, as far as Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned, the Yidin were fit. And the Yidden should have been able to hear the Aseres Adibos directly, mi pi Agvura, directly from the Eibushter. But as a result that the Yidden weren't able to, so Moshe Rabbeinu was weakened and he gave in and he heard directly from Hashem. And obviously Hashem agreed with that. Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshe Rabbeinu then taught it to the Yidden. So here too we have the two sides. On one hand we have Moshe Rabbeinu expecting from the Yidden more than they seem to be able to handle. On the other hand, the Eibushter gives in that you're right, that the Yidden are somewhat being overestimated here by Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore you have to hear it from Moshe, not from the Eibushter. So the explanation the Rebbe gives to this is as follows. According to the Pshat, it doesn't mean that Chas v'Shalom Moshe misjudged the Yidden, but rather, when Moshe looks at a Yid, and moreover, when the Yid's in the presence of Moshe, Moshe uplifts the Yid to be on a higher level, and to be on the level the way a Yid is supposed to be as Moshe Rabbeinu sees him. In other words, when Moshe engages the Yidden, he uplifts the Yidden to a level that they should be able to hear it directly from the Eibushter. And in truth, when the Yidden are with Moshe Rabbeinu, he's pale. He accomplishes that the Yidden are able to hear the Aseres Adibos directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Yidden told Moshe Rabbeinu, that's great. That means that when we are in your presence, then we're fit to hear from Moshe. But what from the Eibushter, directly from the Eibushter? But what happens when we go back to our own homes, when we go back to our own level? We're not being uplifted by Moshe Rabbeinu right now. In other words, as far as we are concerned, the way it is mitzad us, we're not on that level. And therefore, we're going to lose that ability to connect to the Eibushter. And therefore, if you teach us in a way that we are able to receive it, when we are who we are, without Moshe lifting us up out of our mitzvahs, out of the way we are, so then that will be something that will be internalized and will be able to keep with us for going on. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was seeing the Yidden the way Moshe Rabbeinu sees the way Yid is supposed to be, the way the Yid is able to be uplifted to the level of Moshe. The Yidden were saying, but that's not who we are naturally. It's a shall we be able to uplift ourselves to that level. But until we're uplifted on our own, we want to be able to accomplish this. No matter the way we work ourselves up to connect to Hashem. And ultimately Hashem agreed that that's the proper way. And this explains how Moshe Rabbeinu said that you have weakened me. What does the expression to weaken me mean? That I'm going to have to lower my level of teaching in order that you should be able to learn the Torah, not the way it's on Moshe Rabbeinu's level, which is Mepiach Vuda to hear it directly from the Eibushter, but rather Moshe is going to have to lower his standard of teaching, that it should be a way that even the Yidden, the way they are on their own level, not in the presence of Moshe, should be able to understand it and be able to connect with the Torah. This was Moshe teaching the Yidden. The same thing could also be said when Moshe Rabbeinu was also coming to judge the Yidden. As far as the level of Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned, when the Yidden have a quarrel, they have a question, a mishpat, when you're on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, you're uplifted to a state that you see things in a totally positive way, the way it's mitzvah Torah. In other words, the machlokes just falls apart immediately. You see it, but even the ri'iyah, as Chassidus says, you see Torah, you see the Eibushter, you see Elikus, you see the way the Torah is from a godly perspective, and on that level, the reality of the world is aligned with that level of Torah, and all machlokes fall apart. Everything comes b'shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to teach the Yidden on the level of Re'iyah, on the way of seeing, in the Aesis of Chassidus, to see the Torah in a way to uplift them, that on the level of Torah that the Yidden are, they'll see the Torah, and they'll see the world, they'll see their circumstances, they'll see what's happening to them, as it is, Mitzad Hashem, Mipi HaGvura, the way it is as Hashem sees it, In fact, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Ki yavi elaya am lidresh elikim. The people are coming to hear elikim, to hear what the Eibishter says, or to hear the way Moshe Rabbeinu heard it directly from the Eibishter. And Moshe is going to share with them the Torah on that level, uplift them to that level, that they see the world, the reality, as it's Mitzad Hashem. And on that level, everything is good. Everything will be settled. And Moshe Rabbeinu believed that if he lifts the Yidden to a level that they'll hear it the way Moshe Rabbeinu heard it from the Eibishter, directly from the Gevurah, directly from Hashem, Shechina medaberes mitoch groinen, the Shechina continues to speak through Moshe Rabbeinu, so then Moshe Rabbeinu will uplift the Yidden to live a lifestyle that's based on how the Eibishter views the world and the way it's Mitzad Gevurah, the way Piyah Gevurah, the way it's Mitzad Hashem. And also, as if they're lifting the Yidden on the level of the Iyah, it's a much quicker way of understanding things. Like we know, Ein Adayim Shmiel Iyah, can't compare hearing to seeing, which means that when you see things, you get an instant understanding. Versus if it's Shmiel, you have to understand it. You listen and understand. It takes time. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, if I bring the Yidden to my level of Torah, to my level of connection to Hashem, it won't be long lines. There won't be a big difficulties. But Yisrael, And therefore, as far as Torah is concerned, which is Mepiyah Gvura, the Chachmas of the Tzeinu Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu was right. This is the method of how we connect Hashem, to see the Torah the way it's Mitzad Eibishter. But Yisrael wasn't part of Yidden. He's a Ger. He came from not a perspective of Yiddishkeit. Now he's joining Yiddishkeit. In other words, Yisrael lifted himself up. He came on his own. And he now understands what it means that you take the inyanim of Torah and you don't just see it the way Torah sees it and then poof, everything disappears. You have to work on your own. What happens when you come back to you crash land, as we say in Olam Hazeh, and all of a sudden you see things from a worldly perspective and you forget what it is Mitzad Moshe Rabbeinu, and you have to work on yourself to get to it. It's a process to achieve that. And then that's how you be able to bring shalom, be able to bring a clarity to all the situations present. And therefore, Yisrael said, if you want to teach the Yidden Torah that way, good, lift the Yidden, teach them Torah that way. But if they're trying to come to you with questions and issues in their own lives, their disagreements in their world, the way they are in Olam Hazeh, lifting them up to your level of Moshe Rabbeinu, where everything just falls into place, and then they go home, they're back to the tzara, they're back to the problem as it was before. Which is the classic problem that we have when things come l'mayla l'mata. They come from above, they only last as long as you're l'mayla. But the minute you come back l'mata, the minute you come back below, the minute you come back to reality as it is in your world, you're back to seeing things, chas v'shalom, could be in a negative way. So Yisrael therefore suggested that instead of just lifting the Yidden to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu has to find a way to lower himself through the Shaftim, through the other judges, to be able to teach and help the Yidden work out their issues where they are, Lamata, down here below, and slowly but surely that will help the Yidden lift themselves up to be in a place where everything is according to Torah. This becomes even more important after Moshe Rabbeinu passes away, when the Yidden go into Eretz Yisrael. They don't have Moshe Rabbeinu. This is going to be a real issue where now the Yidden are down to earth, in earth, and they have to in Olam Hazeh, and they have to work with each other and try to figure out how to make things work when they're not on the level of the Iyah, when they're not seeing things the way it's Mitzad Moshe, the way it's Mitzad Hashem. And Yisrael therefore tells Moshe, you can't just set up Yiddishkeit for when you're here and everyone's together with you and you lift them up to the level of the Iyah where everyone's living in this plane of godliness. You have to be able to empower them and give them the tools to connect to Hashem even when they're in Olam Hazeh, when they come into Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't concerned about this on their own. Because first of all, it's a chiddush to say that a Rei Yisrael, a Jewish leader, has to worry about what's going to be the future. He has to take care of the Yidden presently. And secondly, as far as at this point of Yiddishkeit, at this point of history, Moshe Rabbeinu was going to take the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. But ultimately, the Eibishter knows the bigger path of what's going to be. And therefore, the Eibishter agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu that this is that with Yisrael, that the proper way to teach the Yidden is to give them the tools to be able to uplift themselves from the level where they are and to lift themselves on their own to go further. This is also, however, it's key that even though this may have been mostly for the future, because as long as Moshe Rabbeinu is around, he can lift the Yidden to be on his level. But everything that happens in Yiddishkeit, including Chidushim for the future, have to come through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that gives us all our connections to Hashem. Similar to what it says in Medrash, Kol Masha Talmud Vasek Asa L'Chadish Nitul Moshe Mesinai, that when a diligent student uncovers a novel concept in Torah, even that has to be rooted with what Moshe Rabbeinu gave us on Har Sinai. Everything comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, because even though this student developed it in his own seichel, but for it to be a part of Torah, it has to be connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, you should see Beruach HaKodesh, this concept should come from you. How the Yidden are connected to Eimishter, through other judges, uplifting them, to be able to understand them where they are in their lower level, that too has to come. And teaching them Torah al-pi seichel, not al-pi ri'iyah, not just showing them, but also teaching them, helping them understand and come to this on their own understanding, this too has to come as a result of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, he's the one to bring this into reality. But this also explains to us why the expression used is va'ata sechze, you will see. As Alter Rebbe explains, that the word sechze means to see in Aramaic. It's a translation of the Hebrew word tira, to see. And Alter Rebbe explains that this is because tira, to see, is the way Moshe Rabbeinu sees it, aspeklari ameira, and a clear understanding, a clear vision of what's to be. But the whole point here, Yisrael was telling Moshe, you have to translate it. You need to go down a level. You can't just show the Yidden what it means to live a life of Yiddishkeit and how to get along with each other when they're lifted to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. They have to be able to translate this into their own lives. They have to be able to translate this into day-to-day activities. You have to find a way to lower yourself, as we said before, the Moshe regarding the Yidden hearing it directly from the Eibishter or hearing it from Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe was weakened. Moshe had to go down a level. He had to go down to a level that Moshe should be able to hear, should be able to share with the Yidden how to connect Hashem even on a lower level, when they're not lifted to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is what's considered a chiddush in Torah. Torah is chachmas v'ritzeinu shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is the way the chachmas in Tzad Hashem. In other words, Torah is the way it's on Moshe Rabbeinu's level. We're on that level, on the level of Re'iyah, on seeing. The Torah sees everything in a perfect way of godliness, the way it is mitzad Moshe Rabbeinu, and the way it is mitzad Eibishter's Chachma. However, Yisrei came, and he was mechadish. He brought a novel concept, that Torah is able to lower itself down to a level, that now we're going to lower the Torah to a level that it's going to be able to help give the Yidden the tools to live alpi Torah in accordance to Torah the way they are on a lower level, the way they are in Eilam Hazeh. And this is a chiddush that Yisrael brought as coming from the outside, coming from Eilam Hazeh, coming from the lower level, to introduce this concept that Torah can be understood and become a tool in how to live, not only when you're lifted out of this world, but also when you're living in this world. This also, although the Pashtus Yisrei was lowering the level of Teda, but Chas HaShalom to say that we're losing something by coming down and lowering Teda. On the contrary, Alpi Chassidus, it's the opposite. As we have the rule in Chassidus, that the lower something is, the higher you're able to, the higher levels are hidden in that experience. And as we've just learned in the Maimarim from Yud Shvat, and particularly actually this year's Perek, in chapter 11, that the Friedrich Rebbe explains that specifically in order to achieve a Dira B'Tachtonim in this world, and specifically for the foot soldiers that are fighting the battles against Sitra Achra in a way that it's an ongoing struggle, specifically for them, the king provides the most hidden treasures, the highest levels. And although it's given to the generals, but the purpose is for the foot soldiers, that they should be able to use these treasures in order to be victorious in the lowest of levels and the lowest of battles that they have. And similarly here also, although on one hand we can say that we had to lower the level, lower the standard, Chas v'Shalom, in a sense, to go to give the Torah to the Yidden in a way of targum, in a way of translation, in a way of giving the tools to the Yidden how they are in Eilam Hazeh, but it's dafka through this that we're able to accomplish the Dira v'Tachtonim, that the Tachton, that the Eilam Hazeh, that the lower level is able to be uplifted, transformed, to be able to receive and to make a deed with Achdein and to receive the essence of Hashem. So to summarize, why did it require Yisrael to be able to see that the Yidden cannot all stand in line to hear from Moshe Rabbeinu and requires other judges? Because as far as Moshe was concerned, his way of dealing with the issues was to lift the Yidden, to be on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, which on their level, the Yidden would no longer have any problems, any difficulties, because on the level of the Re'iya, the way Moshe Rabbeinu sees the world, sees Teira, sees the world, everything falls into place in the way of Getlochkeit. But Yisrael was introducing an idea of Dafka Mil Matalamayla, the Dafka, the Yidden here below, have to be able to have the tools to uplift themselves, even when they're not in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu, to lift themselves, to come closer to the Eivish, they're using the tools that Moshe provides them. But here, Mumatul Mail to use those tools to uplift themselves until they're able to uplift the world, that it should be a complete Yidden v'Tachtonim.